word. A yiddish, a bracha, a tefillah, or a plea, and answers with amen, so it should be. Tell me, is it known? Of this park we can light in every home. For a simple amen means the chen yehiratzon. It should be amen, ve'yamen. Right through heaven's gate,
a sound that has the power to create
legions of malachim guarding every step we take, protecting us from evil, jealousy and hate.
Hamalach hagoyim mikoro,
day after day bechol shol, each and every amen is for our sake, shielding us from harm when so much is at stake.
Panasim, mazel, naches, all the rest. Instead of saying thank you, why not just reply?
Amen, may your wishes reach the gates on high.
And say each bracha loud and clear, so that everyone around you can hear.
For we all want a mitzvah that is truly whole.
A bracha without amen is a body with no soul.
You see a poor man begging for some bread,
you know your friend is lying sick in bed.
You hear your neighbor blessing them out loud.
Answer him in haste and Yeshua's will abound.
Amen stands for King Melech Nemor.
Our faithful King is the only one.
And if we can remember it's He who pulls the strings,
we'll surely see salvation in many different things.
Answer everyone.
Ve'amakol ha'am, amen.
Let's shout out loud together,
amen.
Each bracha that is answered glorifies His name.
Amen, hallelujah.
Ve'amakol ha'am, amen.
Dance and sing together,
amen.